Blog Talk Radio.
Misunderstood? Is your dream really your dream? Do you know what you want? Are your thoughts your thoughts? It's time to put your dream to the test. See it and seize it. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. We thank you so much for tuning into Motivational Mondays, and our focus on our broadcast is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, faithfully, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which we truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats that we bring you each and every week, two formats of empowerment. We have our blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and their areas of expertise along with our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. Can somebody say, wow? Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. Well, last week we were dark due to the Labor Day holiday. I trust that you had a great holiday celebration with your family and whatever you opted to do. Mine was truly enjoyable and refreshing. And I want you to know that we're going to set up the framework of where we're going on this journey on this evening. So I want you to know, I am going to share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming. This 40 minutes will be shared around our subject, and we're putting our dreams to the test. We're on a special journey in this season. And so I want you to know, at the appropriate time, we welcome your interaction with us. Get those pens, notepads, all of that ready and available, because we are in our Shape Up series, and when we open our lines, we encourage you to chime right on in. I want you to know that I am your empowerment coach. I am here for you. I coach and you win. Don't forget that. We want you to get what you need to continue to progress forward on your journey. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, in our Shape Up series, as I stated, we're putting our dream to the test, and we're talking about ownership specifically. We're talking about ownership. But I want you to know that before we jump right on into this rich topic, we want you to take a moment to invite someone to share with you in today's broadcast. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, or a carrier pigeon. How about that? Send a fax, send an email. Bottom line, share the wealth of information with someone. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want you to know that we extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for you assisting us with expanding our reach of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Well, get your pens, your notepads, your tablets, laptops, desktops, whatever you need to be sitting in front of, your smartphones, so that you can receive the richness that will be shared on today. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. Put your dream to the test and bring it to life. I want you to know that I'm going to ask you a series of questions yet again. And I want to see where you stand on this journey of processing. Are you misunderstood? Is your dream really your dream? Do you know what you want? Do you even know what you want? Are your thoughts your thoughts? When I say all of that, I want to ask you, how do you feel? Because I know that that's a great question for many of you as you're listening in, and we're going to take this journey together because it's so important to understand as it relates to ownership of your dream. And we're on this journey because Coach Adams is preparing to launch a very exclusive, empowering mastermind roundtable group. It's a very exclusive group on this very subject of putting your dream to the test. And I want you to know that you should never leave your dream to chance. And so if you are struggling out there with your dream, you need to be on this journey. Launching in October, we have two options for you, a Wednesday evening or a Saturday morning, October 2nd, October 5th. It's a 10-week journey where we're going to really dig and dive deeply into this subject. But right now we're giving you a little sample, a little taste. We're bringing your awareness to this understanding of the significance of ownership of your dreams. And I want us to really process around these two quadrants because it's important to recognize, is this my dream? Is it? Or is it someone else's? And so we're going to look at from two sides of the coin. We're going to look at someone else owns your dream, or you, yourself, you own your dream. So we're going to look at both sides of the coin. And as we take this journey and we process through each of these areas, I want you to sit there with your analytical mind, and I want you to begin to process and start to ask the question that you are hearing, and you put your dream to the test. You determine, get some juices flowing, those thought juices flowing. Remember, we said, are your thoughts, or are there somebody else's thoughts? Because we want to evaluate this process of putting our dream to the test. So someone else's dream versus your dream. Someone else owns your dream. How do you know that? How do I know that, Coach Adams? Well, I must say, you are asking some amazing questions on this Motivational Monday. So how do I know if someone else owns my dream or if I own my dream myself? Well, it will not have the right fit. If someone else owns your dream, it's just not the right fit. It's just not the right fit. It's like having a bottle of water and you're trying to put the wrong cap on the bottle. It's like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. It wasn't designed for that area, so it's not a fit. It will not feel right if it's not your dream. But if it is your dream, oh, yeah, everything, the heavens open up, the sky opens up, because it feels like the right fit. So how do you know? You process through a series of questions. And when we take this journey of asking these questions, we get clarity. Questions bring about clarity. And so how do you know if someone else owns your dream? Well, it will be a weight on your shoulders. It's like a burden that you're trying to carry. You're carrying this heavy weight out of obligation or whatever it may be, but you feel the weight on your shoulders because someone else owns your dream. Oh, but when you own your dream, it will provide you with wings to your spirit for you to soar like an eagle. You feel free. You want to take flight when it's your own dream. But when it's someone else's, it weighs you down. You feel heavy. You feel burdened. But when it's your own, woo, you want to soar. You have wings and you want to soar. And you want to soar to the greatest possible height. When it's your own dream, how do you know if it's your dream? Well, if it's someone else's dream, it will drain the energy from you. Oh, my goodness. You feel so drained. You have no energy. It's like it's sucking all of the life out of you. It's like, and you're just feeling exhausted, tired, depleted. You're like, ugh, I can't go anymore. But that's when someone else owns your dream. When you own your dream, it has you fired up. You are filled with passion. You are so fired up. You are like a firecracker popping all around. There's so much energy, so much vibrancy when it's your dream. Ah, but when someone else owns your dream, it drains you. It's an energy drain. But when it's your dream, it will fire you up. And it fires you up because of the passion that's on the inside. You see, when someone else owns your dream, it will literally put you to sleep. You start snoring, you're unconscious, you are out for the count. You're a counting sheep. You are gone when someone else owns your dream. But on the flip side of that coin, remember we're looking at and we're talking about this flip side of the coin of putting your dream to the test, and we're talking about ownership. How do I know if it's my dream or someone else owns my dream? And we're processing through these different markers of how you on your journey can determine, is this my dream or is it someone else's dream? We're putting our dreams to the test. As you out there are listening, know that this is a great opportunity for you. If you're struggling with this subject, Coach Adams is launching a private mastermind roundtable group, very exclusive. We're going to dig into this subject at length, 10 weeks, 10 intensive weeks. We're going to get to the bottom of, is this dream truly my dream? We ask that question at the top, is it your dream or is it someone else's dream? Is it really your dream? No, tell me, is it really your dream? And that's what we want to know. And I want you to know that as we continue this journey, we're going to dig in. My desire is that you get clear so that you can soar, so that you can fly. Because we've already established when it is your own dream, it feels right to you. It's like that square peg fitting perfectly in that square hole, that round peg fitting perfectly in that round hole. It's like having that right cap on that water bottle. It is the right fit. You know it. It just feels right. It feels good. And everything aligns the way that it needs to align when it's your own dream. We've already established that when it's your own dream, it will provide wings for your spirit. Something begins to make you feel inspired to take flight. You want to soar to the highest height. No limits become possible. The impossible becomes possible when it's your own dream. It will fire you up because you're passionate about it. There's a strong, compelling emotion. You feel such fire around it. No one has to get you going. You're already going. You're already on fire. When it's your own dream, it'll keep you up at night. Why? Because you're processing around. How can I make this happen? Oftentimes, you have to put yourself to sleep. You have to say, shut down, because your mind is going, because you're trying to figure out, how can I make this dream a reality? How can I bring this vision to life? How can I make this business work? How can I get on the other side of whatever it may be? It'll keep you up at night when it's your own dream. How do I know when this dream is really my dream, when this vision is really my vision versus someone else's? Someone else owns it? Well, when someone else owns it, let's continue to look at our two-sided coin. Because when someone else owns it, it will take you out of your strength zone. Notice I said strength zone. You lose power. It takes you out of your strength zone. You don't have the power. Why? Because someone else owns your dream. And so you've given your power away. Oh, but when it is your dream, it will take you out of your comfort zone. You're in power. You may be stretched out of your comfort zone, but you have not been stretched out of power. There's a difference. So when it's your own dream, yeah, it'll stretch you out of your comfort zone. You may have to learn some new things. You may have to try some things you haven't tried before. You may have to think about things differently. It stretches you. It's uncomfortable. But because you're passionate about it, you embrace it. Ooh, you continue to flow. It's that fuel, those wings. Remember those wings. When it's your dream, you embrace it. It's like, hey, easy breezy, no problem. Let's go. Let's do this. I got it. May not have all of the answers, but you embrace the stretch out of your comfort zone. Why? Because there's such a strong, compelling emotion on the inside, that passion base that's fueling you, the wings, you got to go. You have to make it happen. There's no other option. You're fueled up. You're fired. So if I got to stretch out of my comfort zone, no worries. I do what I have to do because your dream is that important to you. It's worth the stretch. It's worth the challenge. You're not losing strength. You're getting strength because you'll figure things out. You'll be like, wow, I did that. How did I do that? Because of that passion on the inside, because it's the right fit for you, as we've established. You have your wings for your spirit. You're ready to soar. You're fired up. You're fueled with passion. It keeps you up at night. You're on adrenaline because you're trying to figure out, how can I make this work? And it'll take you out of your comfort zone, but you embrace being challenged outside of your comfort zone because you know in order for your dream to become a reality, you have to allow yourself to be stretched out of your comfort zone. So you now gain strength and power instead of losing strength when it's someone else that's owning your dream. How do I know, Coach Adams, how do I know if someone else owns my dream? How do I know? Take this journey. Take this 10-week Mastermind Roundtable Group journey, this exclusive journey. Take this journey. Dig in. Get the support that you need to put your dream to the test. You want to know and find out more about the details associated with the Put Your Dream to the Test roundtable that's kicking off October 2nd, a Wednesday, or October 5th, a Saturday. So you have a Wednesday night or a Saturday morning as an option. 10 weeks diving in with like-minded individuals. I tell you, there is power in the mastermind, such power. When you get like-minded individuals together that have a central focus, you may not have the same vision, but you're committed to taking this journey of growth together. Ooh, imagine iron sharpening iron, the thoughts and ideas that will come out of this time as you put your dream to the test. So, as we continue today's journey here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we are putting our dream to the test and we're looking at ownership, how do I know if someone else owns my dream or if I own my own dream? How do I really know? Well, you know, we've been doing a two-sided coin comparison, and we've been taking a look at that. We've discovered that when someone else owns your dream, it will not have and be the right fit. But when you own it, guess what? It feels just right. It's a right fit. When someone else owns your dream, it weighs you down. It's heavy weight on your shoulders. It's like having some weight sitting on your shoulders. But when you own your dream, it provides you with wings for your spirit, and you are ready to soar. When someone else owns your dream, It drains the very energy life out of you. You feel completely depleted. You have no energy. You become weary. You're like the ostrich. You want to just put your head in the sand and take a nap forever. You just don't have it in you because someone else owns your dream. But when you own your dream, you are fired up. And people will say, wow, can you dial that down? Because you're a bit much. That's because you're fueled by passion. When someone else owns your dream, it will put you to sleep. It knocks you out. You're out for the count. You're counting sheep, and we hear you snoring. You're gone. It's a wrap because someone else owns your dream. When you own your dream, woo, it is and will keep you up at night. It's going to keep you up because you're processing. You're trying to figure things out. You have so much fire and vibrancy around it. You can't shut down. It's hard to do so. Sometimes you'll work until you pass out because you're so fueled up of fire and passion. When someone else owns your dream, it will take you out of your strength zone. You lose power, as we've established and we stated earlier. But when it's your own dream, it takes you out of your comfort zone. But guess what? That's a good thing. You embrace that, and you're okay with it. You're not afraid of it. When someone else owns your dream, it will be fulfilling to others. But guess what? Not to you, because someone else owns it. It's laborious to you, but they are excited about it. They're feeling fulfilled, and you're feeling empty and depleted. But that, of course, is when someone else owns your dream. Oh, but when you own your dream, oh, I love this other side of our coin, this flip side of such hope. Woo! It will be fulfilling to you when you own your dream. You know, it's so interesting because I received a post today on Facebook, and it was an individual that I coached some time ago. And when I tell you, I was so inspired, and I found their message just so fulfilling because they let me know. They said, Coach Adams, all of what you poured into me, guess what? It's all coming together. It's all starting to work out. And I could feel in that brief message, I could feel their passion. Why? Because they are living their dreams. And so they were fired up even in those few words. I could feel that. And that was so fulfilling to me, to know that I assisted another individual on their journey to fulfill their purpose, to make that connection. And that is such a wonderful, beautiful thing. So I want you to know that if you're not feeling fulfilled, it's probably because someone else owns your dream. You don't own it. I can tell you story after story where I've had such revelation of this principle right here. You know, having the opportunity to travel to various nations and all of the areas that I serve and what I do, but it all comes back to purpose. You know, and there's nothing more fulfilling than you doing what you were created to do. And so I want to encourage you, if you're not feeling fulfilled, guess what? It doesn't matter what age you are. It's not too late. You have time to get on the right train track. The train is about to leave the station, but the question is, will you be on the journey October 2nd or 5th? Will you be putting your dream to the test? Will you engage on that journey? Don't just be in the station of life. Get on the train and make sure you're on the train moving on the right tracks in the right direction. How do you know if someone else owns your dream? It will require others to make you do it. They got to pull you around. They got to prop you up. They got to drag you along when it's someone else's dream. But when it's your own, oh, look at this flip side of a coin. When it's your own, you will feel it. You will feel you were made to do it. No one has to do it for you. No one has to encourage you. You feel like it's a part of your very DNA. It's just who you are. And so, therefore, you're in the being of who you were created to be. We're going to continue on our journey of taking ownership. And, you know, it's so interesting because one of the greatest lessons that I have learned is, and I'm a lifetime learner, so I'm always learning different things. I believe in educating myself so that I can be a master, but not for the sake of just getting knowledge and information, but so that I can walk in the wisdom of that. So I understand that, and I've grown to this place because I didn't realize it initially. But I've grown to understand that when it comes to taking ownership, we have to be willing to bet on ourselves. You have to be willing to pay the price for yourself. You have to be willing to invest in you. You know, in the corporate sector, anyone loaning money, they want to know how much skin do you have in the game? You know, it's interesting about betting on yourself and taking ownership because I remember as a little girl, my mom had me to learn how to play the accordion. Yep, the accordion. That's exactly what I said, my global listening audience. I said the accordion. And what was so interesting, I can remember that I had no passion for playing the accordion whatsoever. I love and appreciate that my mom wanted to allow me to be cultured. We talked about it, you know, as I was an adult. I was like, Mom, why the accordion? Like, I mean, I know I didn't show any signs whatsoever of this interest in, you know, wanting to learn how to play the accordion. You know, it's like there's so many different instruments. Why not the flute, the piano, you know, guitar? Why the accordion? But I love that my mom wanted me to be cultured, and she wanted to give me a taste of culture. And so she made the decision to get me accordion lessons. And I had this huge, I was this little bitty thing, and I had this huge accordion. I remember, you know, trying to put that accordion, you know, and play those keys and that whole thing. And whenever someone came over, I had to, you know, bring and carry this big old huge accordion, this heavyweight, you know, that I didn't want to play, but I was learning it, had the lesson, to the living room, and everybody's sitting there, and Mom was so proud. She knows how to play the accordion. And I'm just like, okay, no passion whatsoever. Whatsoever. Why? Because this was Mom's dream. I didn't feel the passion. It wasn't the right fit. That thing in and of itself, not only was it weight on my shoulders, but it was just heavy in general. I can go on and on. It drained my energy. Every time it was like, you know, I could feel the weight and the draining of, oh, not again. I got to do another accordion recital private in the living room song. But that was because it was someone else's dream. I would rather go to sleep than play the accordion. And again, I thank my mom for wanting to give me a taste of culture. But we're talking about putting your dream to the test. And many of us, we are doing things that it's someone else's dream. Someone else owns that dream. You don't. Why did you go to medical school? Why are you an attorney? Why do you do what you do? And that's what we are evaluating. And I want you to know that if you're not feeling fulfilled, you need to evaluate that. Because life was designed for you to feel fulfilled. Not that life is perfect, but it definitely was designed that you would have and feel fulfilled. And if you're not, you have to look at that. The accordion didn't bring me fulfillment. It didn't. It really didn't. But one of the things that did, and my family would always tease me, they would say, you know what? Until you got the title of coach, speaker, teacher, trainer, it was like you always had a little mini microphone that was invisible and your little platform. Later in life, my family shared that with me because I love to speak and encourage and empower individuals in my own little way. Even as a little girl and growing up, I remember when I was looking and discovering my purpose, I went back to one of my BFFs. We had gone to elementary, junior high, and high school together, and we were still in touch with one another. And so I called her and I said, you know, I'm on this discovery. I said, what do you feel like I do? And you know, who would you say I am and what talents do you feel like I have? And interestingly enough, without having a title for it, because I didn't have a title for it at the time, she was describing exactly who I am today. Why? Because that is how I'm wired. Remember we said just a moment ago that you feel it. You feel like you were made to do it, whatever it is. And for me, exactly what I'm doing today, no one can tell me that I was not designed to do exactly what I'm doing. I was created to be who I am being and to do what I'm doing. And so I want that same thing for you. And you have a great opportunity before you to put your dream to the test. Join my mastermind roundtable that will be happening in October. Now is the time. If you register at this time through the 15th of the month, we're giving away some great bonuses. You want more information, give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you can send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Let's continue our journey on putting our dream to the test as we're looking at ownership. And we said ownership requires that we have to bet on ourselves. And, you know, when I go back to this whole process of the accordion and accordion lessons and this desire to simply please my mom, it was her heart's desire that she wanted me to learn that, but it wasn't my heart. And so oftentimes on our journey, we have to sort out our dream versus someone else's dream. You know, we have to determine, is this what I want to do? So we have to sort that out. We have to figure that out. And it's important to take that journey. How do you tell the difference? We've talked about that. And it's a pretty good difference when you think about it, the various things that we talked about. And when you own your own dream, no one, absolutely no one, has to get you up and fuel you up. You're just there. You wake up with purpose. You wake up with a vibrancy because you know I have another day to make this dream happen. I have another day to make an impact. I have another day to create change in the world around me. So I want you to know that you have to bet on yourself. You have to put your money where your mouth is and put your money on yourself. But this is the thing. If you don't believe in you, who will believe in you? If you don't believe in you, put your money where your mouth is. You know, it's interesting because I think about this. When I launched into full-time entrepreneurship and independence, I remember so very clearly that I would have written the story a little bit differently, and I would have had more reserves and all of that, but the opportunity came because I was released from my previous position at the time, many years ago now. And so I was launched into entrepreneurship. And I thought, this is my time to pursue what I believe I was created to do. I was feeling frustrated because I felt like I knew what it was. I was doing little pieces of it, but I felt like I had not been afforded the opportunity to do it full time and to really pursue it. And so now I'm presented with this opportunity. But guess what? I had to go through an intense season that was a lean season. And that lean season, resource-wise, went into a severe drought. And it was tough. It wasn't an easy journey. And I remember well-meaning people saying, you know what, you have skills. You need to get a job. And many of you may have heard me say this before because this is so a part of my story. But we're talking about taking ownership of your dream and betting on yourself. But, you know, I felt like if I don't take the risk now, I won't have the opportunity. And I was betting on me and having a win. And even when it got tough, I continued to say, no, I'm betting on me. Why? Because I felt strongly about my dream. And I wanted to lead my own life versus accepting what life was giving me. See, that's another way of taking ownership. You lead your own life. You are a willing participant. And, you know, so often the question may be raised, why did I become what I became? Making the right decisions is key in this process. You have to make the right decisions, but you also have to then manage those decisions daily. And so each day you're challenged with this dream before you at whatever level you pursue it in that decision that you've made, and then you have to manage it. See, so often, many times, people want to be the victim. Oh, you know, it's the job, it's the this, it's the that, it's the that, the that, the. No, we have to take ownership. You can't sit on the bench and then get mad at what's happening on the field. So taking ownership is about leading your own life. You know, I remember a quote, I believe it was by Dr. Phil McGraw many years ago, that we have to be our own life manager. And he raises the question, would you hire you based on the performance? And many of us, if we were honest, guess what? We wouldn't hire us because we don't like to make decisions. We don't know how to make decisions. We don't manage anything. You would rather someone else manage your life for you. And the reality is that you have to take the lead on your own life, and that's a part of this process of taking ownership of your dream, of your vision, and putting your dream to the test. Will you take ownership of it? Will you do whatever you need to do to fulfill your full purpose, your full potential? Will you do it? See, on the inside of each and every one of us, there are seeds of hope. There are seeds that are waiting to be nurtured and cultivated. But that part of it is up to us. We were born with the seed that determines who we are and who we are to be shaped and to groom into. So that potential is already on the inside of us. But we have to be an active participant, active in the leadership role over our lives, over us. We have to be the leaders of ourselves. No one has to prop us up. No one has to tell us you need to do it. No one has to inject you with passion. All of that is already in you when you love what you do and you do what you love. That's another part of the process of taking ownership of your dream, loving what you do. See, haters hate those that are fulfilled and love what they do. Why? Because they are feeling a lack of fulfillment. They are feeling lost. They are feeling empty. They are feeling whatever. And so you don't want to be that person. You want to put your dream to the test. You want to take the journey starting October the 2nd and 5th, Wednesday night or a Saturday morning. 10-week journey and 10 questions that help you to determine how do I put my dream to the test, and so that you can get clear, so that you can move to the next level and shape up and win. This journey is about leveling up, and I want you to fulfill your purpose. You see, talent without passion equals potential without possibility. And passion is what really makes the difference. You know, I've been learning this more intensely with my mentors, my leadership mentor, John Maxwell, my spiritual mentors, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth. On both sides, I'm hearing passion, 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 passion. You got to have passion. You got to have passion. You got to have passion. And you look around, many people are lacking passion. They're just, you know, kind of moving about life. They're not passionate about anything. They're kind of humdrum on the Richter scale of life and lacking all things. So passion is so key. You know, one of the other things that's so important when you're taking ownership of your dream and your vision is that you cannot compare. No comparison. You know, the interesting thing is that, and I love this. This is a quote from John Maxwell. God will not help you be someone else. That's so profound, because many of us are trying to be someone else. We're trying to be the best copy of someone else. We're trying to be the knockoff Louis Vuitton. We're trying to be the knockoff Coach bag, Kate Spade, whoever your preference is, the knockoff of something instead of being the very best original that we can be, that we were designed to be. So there is no comparison. You're an original. Be the best you that you were created to be. Again, no knockoffs, no carbon copies. And so many of us, we are following the trends. We're following this one. We're following that one. We're trying to be like this one. We're trying to be like that one. And, you know, I'll be transparent and real with you. I struggled with that because I have a quirkiness to my personality. It can be very serious, very intense, very all these things. And the quirky side for a long time, I felt awkward around it, but it was who I was, this dry wit and all of that, and it took me time to embrace that. You know, over time, I've embraced who I am, and either you love me or you love to hate me. It doesn't matter. When you're at peace and one with yourself, it's so hard to try to be someone else, but there's freedom in being who you were created to be. So, when you stop comparing, you feel empowered. You know, when I stop comparing my style with somebody else's style, it was freeing. I felt empowered. Again, we go back to those wings. You feel like you can soar when it's not about comparing yourself to someone else. We're taking ownership of our dreams, our visions, here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We're putting our dream to the test. We've learned that we have to bet on ourselves, invest in ourselves, put our money where our mouth is, put our money in us, that we have to lead our own lives. We can't sit on the bench and then get mad at what's happening on the fence, while we're sitting on the bench on the fence. We can't get mad at what's happening on the field and try to judge them and talk about Well, you're on the bench. You're not even in the game. You're not on the field. You're not on the court. So you can't say anything because you are not a leader of your own life. Love what you do. Taking ownership of your dream requires that you love what you do and you do what you absolutely love. Not because of the money, not because the money will come. It may be time, may take time, but it will come. But don't do what you do just for the money, just for the Benjamins, as one would say. And no comparison. Don't compare yourself with others. Be the original that you were designed and created to be. You are uniquely designed. No one has your fingerprint. No one has your DNA, your exact DNA. You are unique. You are a unique individual. So be who you were created to be. Don't compare yourself to someone else. You know, it's interesting speaking about comparisons because I remember one of my early on speaking opportunities, I was feeling nervous because I was like, I'm not that person. I'm not that person. My style is. And I remember a pastor spoke into my life. I spoke at my church many years ago, and he said, you have a gift. He said, but be careful to use it in the unique way that God has given it to you. Do you know how freeing that was? Because so often we'll hear terms or we'll see people speaking, and we want to be them. We have to be the unique individual that we were created to be. And you think about the wide range of speakers. Everyone is different. The wide range of whoever it may be, everyone is different. So just be you, no comparisons. Believe in your vision. Believe in your dream. Believe in it. If you don't believe in it, no one else will. Own your own dream. When you can't talk about your dream, you can't be talked out of your dream, that's when you know that you own it. When you can't be talked out of it, someone can speak contrary to your dream, and you know that 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 you know. And you stand firm. Why? Because it is your dream. So when you can't be talked out of it, that's when you know. That is an indicator that you are owning your own dream. It is amazing. Wow, how quickly time flies. We only have a few moments left in the broadcast. So I'm just going to give a quick moment if there is a caller that is tuned in with us and you would like to make a statement or ask a question. Now is the time. This is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. Dial in if you're sitting in front of your electronic device. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, you must press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, as we prepare to close it out, if we don't have any comments, because we are right there today, woo, as you can see, Coach Adams was full with passion on this subject. And again, speaking of this subject, put your dream to the test. Again, you have a great opportunity launching October the 2nd and 5th for our Mastermind Roundtable group. It is a very private, limited space, but this is a 10-week journey with like-minded individuals. If you would like more information around this Mastermind Roundtable group, you can send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, and or you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. And I want to leave you with this as we close out today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group available to continue the dialogue. If you didn't want to ask a question but you want to make a comment, maybe you have a show thought, idea, something you want to hear discussed, and or you may have a guest that you feel would be great, or you just want to continue the conversation and stay connected. That's a way for you to do that through social media. And Coach Adams can be found on all of the platforms, Instagram, Twitter, along with Facebook, Coach Adams for You, Coach Adams for You. So I want to share this with you as we prepare to close out today, because this is so important. You know, I have an extensive background in real estate, and some of you may have heard the story or not, but I made that connection with what we've been talking about today and putting your dream to the test, because I had to put my dream to the test, or what I perceived was my dream back then, and I could so relate to someone else owning my dream. Because, see, I got into real estate when I did. Why? Because it was a way that I thought to get the money, to get the nice cars, the nice house, all of the things, but it wasn't about purpose. And therefore, all of those things that we talked about, and we don't have time to revisit them when it relates to someone else owning your dream, that lack of peace and not fitting and all of that, feeling drained and all of those things that we discussed, I was feeling them. I was living that out. And it was so frustrating for me. And I said, I have to step back. I have to figure out. Well, at the time, I didn't have this wonderful resource tool of a round table, a mastermind round table to get together with like-minded individuals, or I wasn't even aware of the book by John Maxwell at the time. It wasn't even on the market. Didn't know any of that. But I had to take this journey because I needed to discover and figure things out. As we talked about earlier, you know, there comes a time on your journey when clearly you have to make that connection. You have to sit back and determine, where do I go from here? Figure it all out. You have to sort things out. And so I was in that place of sorting things out. And I made the connection with who I was designed to be. So I share with you that I had to put my dream to the test back then. I didn't have the resources and tools that are now readily available for you, but I had to go through that process. And I am so grateful and so happy that I did, because I have been living the most fulfilling season of my life. It hasn't been a perfect journey, but it truly has been rewarding and fulfilling, because I am doing what I absolutely love. And I want that for you as well. I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. I trust that you have gotten some richness from what was shared. I want to just close out with letting you know, for those that are listening in for the first time, and a reminder for those that are here on a regular basis, that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally. So get the support that you need. Don't allow your dream to happen by chance. Be intentional and focused in the direction of that. You need the support. It's available for you. Again, for more information around the services that Coach Adams has to offer, you can send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or visit my website at coachadams.com, coachadams.com, or you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I want to leave you with this as we close out today's broadcast. We're looking forward to having you connect with us. Same time every Monday, we are right here to give you your rich dose of motivation and inspiration and empowerment to jumpstart your week.